what happens with them. But otherwise, I see it as mostly carryover with the insertion of appropriate motions at the various coordinating, I mean, at the various committee points, the ones that have actually have motions. We have motions from here at coordinating committee. We have motions from Pratt, and if personnel gets me their motions, they have motions. And I think maybe there's another motion or two lurking out there. So I'll go ahead and send out a reminder email, and I'll pull together the ones that I already have. But otherwise, I see everything as mostly carryover because, you know, that is, at the rate we're going, we're only getting through a couple of things per meeting, which is very difficult because there's been a lot of contention about some of these issues. So I don't know. That's where I'm at on it. I mean, it's carryover the business we already have on there with insertion of appropriate motions and the answering of a couple of questions in terms of, procedure that have come up at the last meeting. So.
Okay. Well, let me just add a comment. Anika, several people did ask for agendas earlier. Now, I realize you're waiting to get information from the committee chairs, but if they don't send them to you, is there a problem just going ahead and putting together an agenda and leaving out the committees that haven't given you anything?
I guess I'm not sure what the issue is.
It's a draft anyway.
It's the same agenda, so basically everyone always has it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it isn't a new agenda. I'm not taking things off and moving them around arbitrarily. Do you know? They're moving up the list as we knock things out of the way. And that's what I've done the last 2-3 meetings is, pick up where we left off and continue with the next piece of business and try to make it get off of the agenda. So except for the new things that, are or are not coming, I mean, I don't have a problem with redistributing it, but it is essentially the same agenda except for whatever new information I'm able to extract from committees to actually put their motions in. So, I can delete committees from, being on there, but I don't really see any point in that. If we're not getting to them or they don't have any business, if we did get to that section and miraculously we were hearing from every committee at a meeting, the ones that don't have anything to report would be able to move on quickly to the next one. So I don't have a problem with it, but I also think that basically the information isn't changing except for new stuff, and I've only got a couple of new items, and I'll put them in. I will go ahead and get those in this week so that they're out, but I'm going to make another call for the motions because I believe committees probably do have some motions lurking around that they just haven't sent out yet.
This is Lydia.
Okay, just real quick. The reason I mentioned it a couple of months ago, we brought up the need for trying to reduce the amount of time we spend or waste on agenda approval at almost every meeting. And if we have a draft agenda in advance, maybe we can get some of this worked out in advance. But go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, and I think that it would help to have a timeline by which we receive the agendas. I mean, receiving them an hour before, and I agree with Summer. I mean, there's little modification when we're having a continuation meeting, but when we're having a new meeting, I don't even know when that. I mean, it's all blurred to me at this point. But it's difficult to focus because there are some things that we do take care of from meeting to meeting and can be deleted. We can focus, and it also, if we have it before us, then we know that everything that we passed on the committees have been included as items and or not. For example, I know that Nia believed she forwarded our personnel committee motion to you, and apparently you only received the email portion and not the attachment or whatever it was. She thought she forwarded to Summer and Bill. But if we have the agenda, then we would be able to see it's missing. And so I would like to make a motion. I'm comfortable with anything from 72 hours to 7 days. 7 days would be optimal, but something that says also, I know that Summer had problems with her phone from time to time and email. I know access has been challenging, so that at a certain juncture, we can say, okay, if we haven't received an agenda by so many days or so much time before the meeting, that then the vice chair, for example, can go ahead and put it out since the vice chair is also on the coordinating committee.
Sure, I don't have a problem with that, Lydia, sorry. And 3 days in advance seems perfectly reasonable to have it in people's hands. I did communicate back that I hadn't gotten those motions, but that's you're right. By seeing it, well, my stuff isn't on there, and somebody, you have an opportunity to say, hey, you forgot my motion or it didn't go through. So that's fine with me, and I know Bill's perfectly willing to do that. I mean, you've certainly expressed that. So with that latitude, and I'll go ahead and put out another reminder, and I will put in – I don't have a person emotions. So just so you know, I still haven't received them. So if you could make sure that those get to me, I would appreciate that. And the motions that I do have from this committee and from the FRAT committee, and I will make another call for other committees if they've passed any motions, please send them to us. And that gives me some latitude in getting the stuff in and getting it back out to everyone in a timely fashion.
This is Lydia.
This is Bill again. Well, go ahead. Who is that?
Lydia. I just wanted to ask just for more input if everybody's comfortable with that timeline. I just threw it out. But I threw out a range from 72 hours to a week. So.
Well, this is Bill. I like having them a week in advance because, I don't know, from our LSB, it just helps if there's an error or something's left out or somebody decides, you know, we've got too much stuff under new business or whatever it is, you know, that the potential doesn't always work out. The potential of getting some of that straightened out before the meeting, the more time there is. Plus, it reminds people that, hey, I forgot to send my motion in. And they might have to check with somebody else to get it the right text or whatever. So 72 hours is cutting it a little close for that.
This is Summer again, Bill?
Yeah.
Part of my problem was, I have to be honest, it's about probably two meetings back, maybe three now, when we first set the week advancing, and I basically got a whole pile of stuff dumped on me the day before. On the 7-day day. You know what I mean? Requiring me to, like, completely jack up my life that day to accommodate the fact that that's when people, they saw the 7-day notice and said, oh, well, Summer's got to get this agenda out 7 days in advance. So on the 7th day, I'll go ahead and hit her with all of my stuff that I want to put in this agenda, which is grossly unfair to me, frankly. Do you know what I mean? That allows me no time to look at it and actually put it in there and do the work that's required to, you know, format it. And so that's part of my problem with that is I think other people perceive my deadline as their deadline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They say, well, if it's 7 days in advance, okay, I got it to you on the 7th day. Have a nice day. So
okay.
That's part of my problem with it is everybody else sees my deadline as their deadline, and that really doesn't work at all for me.
What are you suggesting for the deadlines?
Well, I like having the latitude that Lydia described, but I also take into account what you're saying, Bill, which is when people have more time, they see where the problems are. I really would like people's stuff the week in advance, you know what I mean? I'd like their stuff a few days in advance of the deadline that everybody wants stuff from me, you know? So I don't know if we want to pass something there, you know, because then people start complaining. They say, well, that's arbitrary as long as I get my motion to you 7 days in advance. I mean, if you'll recall, last year, I don't think we ever got an agenda more than an hour in advance, and usually it was in yellow and we couldn't read it. So, I mean, like, I spent the whole year never knowing what we were doing, and I didn't enjoy that either. So
On agenda approval then.
Yeah, Carolyn here on the stack, please.
Go ahead. I'm just saying that's a problem.
Then Lydia.
The 7 days is the same 7 days for everybody, and that's just not, like, it's not, I can't deal with that, frankly.
Okay. So. Okay, Carolyn, and then Lydia.
Yeah, thank you. Could someone mute themselves? It's really noisy. Thank you. I think one of the issues is that Summer and I could coordinate a little bit better with a little more time, and I could take over some of the formatting stuff after she decides, you know, what should go in it. But one of the problems is that once an agenda gets out, missing things or subject to a great deal of amendment, that creates all sorts of problems if it gets into the wrong hands. So I would suggest that any agenda that goes out be really not posted publicly and not distributed because it's going to be amended at the meeting, especially if we know that things are going to be missing. It's just looking for a whole lot of extra confusion. People say, oh, well, I saw that in the agenda. Well, that was the draft agenda. So people really need to realize that there are going to be complaints about an agenda that is a draft that's then amended, their favorite thing got moved or dropped or added. So I do think we need to be careful about treating a draft agenda as if it were the agenda. It won't be. Whether it goes out 72 hours or 1 day or 10 days in advance, it really shouldn't be posted publicly, even though people want it, because it really is a draft.
Okay, Lydia?
I would suggest, anyway.
Lydia, can't hear you.
Sorry, muted. Yes. Okay. So here's another idea. How about we put out two draft agendas. The first one is put out after our coordinating committee meeting and after Summer has deleted what we passed at the last meeting, anything she knows about, and that's the first draft agenda. And then 72 hours before the meeting is our final draft agenda. So in other words, the second draft agenda. That one should be posted on the website. Listeners need to know what it is they're going to be put into, but that's a separate issue. But at least if we put out to the PMB the first draft agenda, it alerts everybody. And then they need to be grown-ups and just do it, right? They have then that extra, that 4 days to get it in. And we will make it clear in whatever motion we craft this evening that any motions that are not in during that period of time are in jeopardy of not getting onto the agenda. I mean, it would require a board vote, of course, so that could always change it, but that would be my recommendation, which I can put into a motion.
So you move that? Can you move that? Okay. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Summer. I have a comment, too. Go ahead, Summer.
You can go first, Bill. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm a strong believer in posting agendas publicly sometime, somewhere, in advance, because I think it's really an open meetings requirement, and it's in our bylaws. I forget what it says exactly, but it's just a general principle of open meetings. You need to tell people what's coming up so that if there's something they care about, they can contact their representative on the PNB in this case. We've done that for our LSB ever since before I've been on the board, generally a week in advance. I don't know of any problems it's caused, and I think it's prevented a number of problems by helping us get things worked out in advance. Everybody knows it's draft, that it's subject to change. We could put a real prominent disclaimer on it. But I mean, I'll be willing to go along with what Lydia has. I mean, at least 72 hours in advance. He hasn't to call it a final draft, because even that one's subject to amendment, of course, or change. But at least it would have everything that we know of in terms of motions that come from committees and that sort of thing. Okay, Summer?
Yeah, thank you. I do think the whole draft issue, we've never posted an agenda at KPFK, to my knowledge, in advance, at least not while I've been on the board. And again, we're lucky to get an agenda sometimes, and we usually get it at the meeting, and nobody knows what it is until we're there or a day before. So I'm glad to hear Texas is frequently ahead of us on all of these things. But I think that it might be helpful if, you know, people, I don't think we can tell people, you know, their motion won't be heard. People's motions usually don't get heard because we just don't get to them because the time runs out. But I think, you know, anything coming out of a committee could be brought up during that committee report, even if they failed to put their motion forward on the agenda. It just means it's not on the agenda for people to read, which isn't very helpful. It might be nice to sort of set it has to be kind of a soft deadline, but an encouragement for committees to distribute their motions to, you know, the chair, the board, the coordinating committee, the secretary, but, you know, to get their motions to us in time for the coordinating committee, so that we could, like, you know, punch things into position on the agenda. Obviously, you know, as chair, there may be some, you know, last-minute tinkering I do if I think there's an issue, like where I have to answer a question like, does this thing actually go on there? And that may or may not happen in time for the coordinating committee, but by having the 3-day limit, that gives me time after we've, you know, put things that we know about that have come out of committees onto the agenda. We've looked at the old agenda and sort of agreed to those things where they go on there, to make any last-minute changes or corrections that need to occur and then send it out. I'd appreciate if we – I don't know about the posting issue, frankly. I mean, I like having the public informed ahead of time of what's going on, but it's true. It's like subject to change at the meeting if people don't approve it at the actual meeting. So I'm a little of a mixed mind on that one. So I guess I'm not comfortable with that as a requirement because I don't know that it's correct. But if it ends up being the will of the body, I would maybe ask Bill if you would be willing to do the posting at the 3-day point on the website. That would be helpful.
Okay.
If we decide that's what's appropriate. I'd like to get that question answered. If that's really what we're supposed to be doing or not. But if we are, if you could do that part of it, that would certainly help me. And that takes one part of the task, you know, at that point. So, you know, I can live with this as a sort of game plan in terms of just handling it practically, because I would like to get people's motions in the agenda, I would like to get them out, and I want to be able to make any corrections, you know, in a timely fashion. So.
Okay. Well, this is Bill again, and I'll be glad to help. You know, I'd rather the chair and secretary do the work, obviously, but I'll be glad to help. The main thing, I just want it done, and I mean, I'll be glad to write up kind of a generic, email, like, you know, here's the advance agenda, draft agenda, and in a way that would remind all the committee chairs and anybody else that if they got motions, they need to send them in right away. And like we said, you could update it each month based, or each meeting based on eliminating things that we took care of at the previous meeting, basically. But if that would help, I'd be glad to write up something like that, and then we can update it.
I don't mind
time.
Doing the reminder email, Bill. It's not really that. I'm
okay.
Thinking just if we need to make a decision as to whether we're posting in advance or not, because I do think there's, you know, an issue there. But if we do that, then that would be helpful, just because it takes one task, that thing right before the meeting. No, I don't mind. In fact, I think I'll go ahead and take whatever we do here tonight as a reminder to everyone of, like, hey, we really do need your motions, you know. And since the coordinating committee is a little bit in advance of that 7-day point, maybe that'll give people... You know, we can't tell them their motion won't be heard, but it gives them a nudge point to say, hey, could you please make sure you get your motions to us by here, because we're going to, you know, put together the first draft here. So, you know, I think
okay.
It would be helpful. But I'll go ahead and put another reminder out and see what we can extract, okay?
Okay. All right. Have we talked about this enough? And do we have any specifics for this next meeting that we need to worry about here, or just leave that up to Summer and Carolyn?
Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, no, I'd like to have a motion. I was trying to type it up.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay, so I would like to move that the agenda, but I haven't finished typing it. Anyway, that the agenda for the PMB meetings shall be distributed to the PMB. Oh, I'm sorry. That the first draft agenda for the PMB meeting shall be distributed to the PMB 7 days prior to the scheduled PMB meeting by the PMB chair. 3 days prior to the PMB any, and this is the part I haven't finished, any additional motions generated by committees or individuals who wish to add items to the agenda will be incorporated into a second draft agenda.
Oh, God, no. See, I'm going to totally oppose that, because that isn't what we just talked about.
Okay, well, I thought that the period between the 7 days and the 3 days was so that people can... You can get those motions. I thought that's what you were saying. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, no. In fact,
what it was you were saying. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lydia.
What were you saying, Carol?
I think that's going to cause people to be even later putting their stuff in, because they're going to think, oh, good, I don't really need to get it in by the 7-day point, because Summer's going to work on this until the 3-day point. No, I think, frankly, there may be issues sometimes. Like, I have to make sure I make the right ruling on the rescission issue. You know what I mean? Can someone who voted one way... move to rescind, is that appropriately in the agenda, that type of thing. All those issues may not always get hacked out in time for the coordinating committee. I would like people to have the deadline of the coordinating committee, which is really like 8 days in advance, to get their motions in, because allowing them to do it between the 7 and the 3-day mark, I'm having trouble getting them doing it by the 7-day mark right now. I really want that extra time in case there's any last minute, like moving around, finishing touches. I've got to make a decision on that, because it came up and we didn't know, you know, what the right decision is between the 7 and the 3-day mark. So there's like a final draft, because I think if we give people until the 3-day point, they'll decide 7 days isn't when they're supposed to have it in, 3 days is. And I think we actually need to push people the other direction. You know, they should be getting the stuff in 10 days in advance so that we have time to look at it ahead of time. So
I agree.
I would just like that as, like, you know what I mean? That's the last point to send out a final draft version, which obviously still has to be approved by the PNB. I'm not anticipating making a bunch of changes between the 7-day mark and the 3-day mark. It's really just in case something needs to be taken care of. That's, you know, a secondary point. So, no, I would really like to encourage committees to have their stuff in by the coordinating committee deadline, and that way there's time to insert that stuff in the agenda, and we can approve a first draft, you know. So.
Okay,
so do you
Lydia.
Have suggested wording for that, you or Lydia?
Sure.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Sorry.
Well, let's see if Lydia can work on that.
No. I didn't try to incorporate it. I just lopped off the whole second part.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, so give me some wording that I can incorporate. I've changed it to 8 days prior to the scheduled PMB meeting.
Yeah, because I think that gets it before the coordinating committee meeting for most times, right? Because we were meeting on Tuesdays. Yeah, that would be fine.
So should I leave out language about people getting their motions, and what do you want in the motion? I mean, it could be, it's really about getting the agenda out. I can tell you my experience is that because I'm always so swamped and I have so many other meetings, that if I get a notice that we're going to have the meeting and it has the agenda, it makes me refocus and I say, oh my God, you know, this is coming up. So just that getting that draft agenda 8 days before.
Why don't we do this? Well, no, we want to do the draft agenda 7 days before. No, I think what it would be...
Oh, okay, then give me the wording, because I'm really confused.
I would like to encourage that all committee chairs send motions coming out of committee to the chair and secretary 10 days in advance of the PNB meeting, because that's 2 days before the coordinating committee, okay, and 3 days before our 7-day deadline. All right, 10 days in advance, because I'm the one inserting this stuff into the agenda. Do you know what I mean? So, like, even getting it the same day as the coordinating committee doesn't help me to help the rest of you have a look at it, really, you know? So, that chairs of committees send their motions that have passed out of committee to the chair 10 days in advance of the PNB meeting. For inclusion in the and that the first draft agenda will go out 7 days in advance, with the final draft 3 days, okay, in advance.
Okay.
That gives me a timeline I've got to live with, and it gives other people a timeline where they kind of have to get in. And not everybody will do it 10 days in advance. Some people will do it 8, and some people will do it 7. But that way, there's an opportunity to at least get some of those motions before the coordinating committee, so that, you know, they're actually inserted into the proposed agenda.
Summer.
This is Lydia.
Thank you.
Okay, Lydia.
The only issue is that you have several committees meeting during that time period. So, like, I see the Finance Committee is meeting, for example, on the 24th. The Strategic Recovery Plan Committee is meeting on the 23rd. That's two. The Technology Committee is meeting on the 18th. Audit Committee met last night. They might not have their minutes together. So that would be, like, my only...
You make a very valid point there, Lydia. Jesus.
Oh, Carolyn on the second.
Why don't we just... Yeah, Carolyn, put your 2 cents in here. I mean, we're just trying to make the wheels flow here. But, I mean, your points are valid, Lydia, if they don't meet until...
Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I really admire Lydia's optimism that people are going to do this. My experience is that I've got my fingers crossed here. But I think that it's a very good start, and putting down definite dates, you're going to get those committees that Lydia just listed. If they, in fact, get their motions together, they'll just introduce the motions in the midst of a report. And
there you go.
Be at the meeting, and we'll just have to handle it. But if the bulk of it is done in advance, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, so why don't
it helps in allocating time, too.
Okay, wording again, please.
Why don't we just go for all committee chairs will be encouraged to submit motions that have been passed out of committee to the chair for inclusion in the next meeting's agenda 10 days in advance, unless that meeting, the 10 days in advance, because really, if we could just deal with the old stuff, honestly, you know, 10 days in advance when available or when able. And first draft agenda will go out 7 days in advance, with final draft 3 days in advance. Committees which meet during the 10-day period and pass motions during that time should submit them to the chair, as long as it's before the 3-day cutoff. That way, if there's some
lack. In a report.
In a report, yeah. Okay, because that way, that's true. If a committee met and it's really important and they met, like, at the 5-day point, I could still insert their thing. I just don't want to encourage people to wait until the last minute for something that happened 3 weeks earlier, you know?
Uh-huh.
So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, can we come back to this so I have time to type all that up?
That's good, because I'm confused on the exact text, but, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Then we
is that okay with everybody?
While I type, and I'll send it to... Summer, do you have email access right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got to go vote, but I could type, if you and I, you know, we could connect, I can type up my wording and send it to you, okay? And or you vice versa, okay? And we could hack it out.
Okay. Would you both?
Yeah, if you can send your wording to me, and I'll try to craft it into a motion quickly.
Cool. Okay, fantastic. I think we're all on the same page. Let's get the stuff to us so
okay.
we can go into the
this isn't a vote, but is everybody kind of in agreement that this is a good idea? Any objections over about the general concept?
Nope.
Okay, good. Okay.
Thank you.
So we'll let Lydia and Summer work on that wording and come back to that then. Okay. The next agenda item was... Oh, was there anything else for the PNB agenda? I think we got that basically talked over out. For number 10 on the agenda for tonight, develop proposed bylaws amendment.
Oh,
is there anything we need to talk about that tonight?
We do have that. The rest of that issue about posting it public, the second draft on the KPFTX site.
Okay. Yeah. Just we don't want to give encourage people to send their motions in 3 days before the meeting. Right. Okay, so...
You know, Carolyn objected to posting a draft agenda on the site, and I said that's the only thing we haven't made a decision on.
Oh, okay, we haven't decided yet. Okay. That's true. Okay, anybody else that hasn't spoken on that want to have an opinion about whether we should post the draft agenda publicly? At least on trial period?
I think you've made a good point, Bill, and I suspect I'm outvoted on that one. I'll be glad to do the posting if that's what people want to do. It's not a problem to physically post it. It's the agreement to do it, which I think you have.
Well, I don't think we necessarily need to vote on it. I'd like to get consensus, but whatever we do, we could try it, and then if it causes problems, we could change it. Any objections to trying this for at least for a while, posting them 3 days in advance?
Okay, what, a draft agenda at the three-day point?
Right.
I think as long as it's clearly labeled draft, you know, maybe with a little, subject to approval, notice on there, I'm not opposed to that. I mean, it's nice for people to know whether they need to listen for 3 hours because they care about what we're discussing,
Okay. Okay, good, thanks.
That's fine, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. So next item on the agenda for tonight was the developed proposed bylaws amendments. I think these were proposed by Lydia initially. Did you want to say anything about that? Actually, the first two were proposed.
Well, I think some were I had two. One was the 2 to 4 meeting range, and I just for the record, I heard someone say I was proposing like 2 meetings forever every year. That's not what I'm proposing at all, but we should at least be able to have some options. So just providing the 2 to 4 meeting range amendment, and then my other one, so that these are not special meetings that we're holding every month, because obviously they don't qualify as such, they're regular meetings, to be able to have regular PMB meetings by telephone and just have the bylaws complement what we're doing. And that's it. But I don't think that that's a coordinating committee issue. It doesn't mean we can't, once the language is done, look at it and whatever, but it's not really, because you have to get 6 directors to sign on. And I have those for the 2 to 4 motion. And I'll start on the other one, which should be actually less controversial. And so
okay.
I don't know that we should take up the time on coordinating. If we had
just
a functioning committee, that's probably where it would belong. But
yeah, just to save time, do you want to just email everybody, and we can email comments, and then hopefully
absolutely.
We'll get emails all the PNB and whoever's on the governance
absolutely.
Committee can jump in if they...
Yeah, but I don't think we need to carry it on this committee's agenda every month. It'll be a full PNB discussion.
Okay. And then the other item was allowing for regular... as opposed to so-called special, the way it's defined in the bylaws, monthly PNB telephonic meetings. I thought that was a good idea, too.
Right, that was my second.
Yeah. So same way you want to work on the – I think that does fall more into the coordinating committee.
Sure,
well, I don't know. I guess it can be any – either that or governance.
Yeah.
So you're going to work on draft language for that, too?
Yeah, because those were the two that I had initially that I would work on.
Okay. And then I had thrown in the one on, and I forgot to put this on action items, but I put it under here on the agenda, on making bylaws easier to amend. There was an amendment, I didn't write it, but that was proposed last year for Article 17, which is the article on amendments. And it's still posted on the Pacifica website. I didn't check today, but I think it's still there. So it might be okay just the way it is, but if anybody wants to look at it and see if there's anything else changed, it's the main differences are relaxing some of the time requirements. You know, as it is now, it has to be posted 60 days in advance, any proposed amendments. Then the PNB, from whenever it's, the PNB decides to do it, and that might be in the middle of a month. And then after that 60 days, during that the rest of that calendar month, the PNB and all the delegate assemblies have to meet and vote on it. And that might mean they might only have 2 weeks to do it, for example, if it came up, if that period started in the middle of a month. And there's some other kind of artificial time constraints in there that I don't see any point in having them. It also only allows for amendments to come up once per year. And that seems to be artificially constraining also. So look at that amendment, everybody, if you don't mind, and see if there's anything we might want to change. But I'd like to get something like that proposed this year, too. Okay, anybody else have anything to talk about on these bylaws amendments? Okay. Next item on the agenda, number 11. Confirm the next meeting date. On the calendar, we have for May 17th. Is that still okay for everybody?
This is May 17th.
May 17th. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I copied this from last one. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. We did not set a date in June because when we were setting these dates, we thought we were going to have an in-person meeting in June. So the third Tuesday is already taken by the Finance Committee in June. So, no, it's not. Excuse me. The third Tuesday is just the day before the PNB meeting. So, if you want to look at the calendar, the June 2011, the PNB meeting was scheduled for the 22nd. The first is on a Wednesday, so the fourth Wednesday is the 22nd. So, do we want to meet the week before? We have Thursday and Friday the week before are available.
What's the date of Thursday?
Okay, that's the 16th or 17th. 16th is Thursday, 17th is Friday.
Okay, I would move for the 16th. I don't want to meet on Friday if we don't have to. So if the 16th is, that's what? Is that a week in advance of the PNB meeting we have scheduled?
It's 6 days in advance. We move it up more, and if you want to avoid weekends, it'd have to be the 6th or the 7th.
No, that's crazy. I think that's fine. I mean, we're going to still be pushing to get this, you know, agenda stuff out. So, so I'll end up sending a draft agenda to everybody, including coordinating committee that week, but that's okay. I think the 16th would be fine. I mean, it's sufficiently in advance to deal with other issues as well.
Okay. Any objections to the Thursday the 16th of June? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do that. Okay, and I'll add it to the KPFDX calendar. And then in July, we're back. It's already posted for the third Tuesday again. I believe Nia had posted all these for us several months ago after we decided. Okay, so let me write that down. It's June 16th. Okay, are we ready to that for that revised text of that motion, Lydia?
I'm still working. I've got to walk out the door. God, hold on.
Okay, let me review action items then. We could do that if you want.
Okay.
Okay, hopefully this action item will have completed this meeting. Let's see.
Wait, this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
May I suggest that for this meeting that we just have asked the chair to send out an email encouraging people to send in their motions for the meeting on the 25th, and then, you know, 3 days before, if the chair or vice chair can see to it that it's posted, or secretary, whoever posted once that gets fine-tuned, In other words, let's put it into practice and not actually consider the motion until the next meeting. Let's see how this works out.
Thank you. That seems reasonable.
There's nothing that's keeping us from doing that, and then Summer and I can work on fine-tuning the language in between.
Okay.
But since we're all in agreement, there's nothing to keep us from actually doing that.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
That sounds too illogical now. I don't know if this would work. Okay. Are there any objections to doing that? So we'll do it informally, and then we'll work on the motion for the next coordinating committee. You're essentially moving that we defer, that we postpone consideration on this motion until the next meeting.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me make a note here. You getting all this for the, I hope Carolyn, Lydia's going to be our, who's our secretary? I'm flanking out for this.
That would be Lydia.
Lydia, okay. Yeah. So you. Right, okay.
Recording secretary.
Recording secretary for this meeting, okay. So
yeah.
You can get all this. Okay. Let me write that down, too, in my notes. Okay. All right, action items. Let's see. Maybe anybody else can help me with whatever they volunteered to do. We've got Summer's going to send a note to the PNB about the directors can sit in on any committee meetings. And with,
yes,
I guess with a note from, with also, as Carolyn mentioned, with a reminder that the more people that sit in, the more it costs. And I guess we could add how much it costs so people know that. So we have every 4 cents per minute per person. I will write up a proposal for an in-person phone meeting, some logistics, and distribute to all of you, and hopefully everybody will send back other comments. And I'll try to get that done so we can get it before the PNB meeting next week, because if that motion to rescind comes up, that might be relevant. I think that's the only action item I have, other than the carryover ones that we talked about earlier.
Bill?
Yes. Oh, Lauren?
So we're going to, I think Teresa wanted to see the spreadsheet showing the cost for Ring 2, so we'll send that out.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks. Okay.
Sure.
Since per minute thing, that's nice and simple to remember too. That we could probably calculate it, but the spreadsheets would be good. Thank you. All right, write this down too. Any other action items, anybody? Okay, you don't hear anything. Is there anything else we need to talk about? I think we're about done.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Any
Bye, everybody.
Objections? Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you on the call next Wednesday. Thanks. We're adjourned.
Are you going to discuss a confidential call?